All right, good morning. It's the Whip Wake Up Show, 13 and a half before 6 and 46 degrees. The last couple of days with First Thoughts, we've just completely gone single mom Saturday. I'm going to try to do both, try to do our usual routine, and so we'll pack a lot in. So here we go. It is April 15th, 105th day of the year. It is tax deadline day. So I got mine done way early. I finished on Sunday, so boy, I feel sorry for the rest of you. Yeah, no, I've been there before, and yeah, up against it, and especially with procrastinators. If you do owe, I think you need to get at least, like, your estimate. You want to get as close to what you think you owe as possible, even if you ask for an extension, as I understand it. My first thought this morning, driving into work, was at the Melby stoplight. There was a motorcyclist to my right. I'm in the passing lane. And so then, as the light turns green, I'm trying to go ahead. I'm in the passing lane. And then it felt like we were kind of in a race. I didn't know that we had any communication about that. I didn't see like a turn signal and anything out of him. And the next thing I knew, he wanted to get ahead of me because then he wanted to get into the next turn lane and turn. So that was an odd experience on the way to work. Okay. Also, we'll close with Single Mom Saturday. In 1865, on this day, President Abraham Lincoln tragically died after being shot by John Wilkes Booth at Washington's Ford Theater. Did you know Lincoln was only 56 years old? That's right. Andrew Johnson was sworn in as the 17th president of the United States then. On this day in 1896, the first Olympic Games came to a close in Athens, Greece. This is the day in 1912, the supposedly unsinkable British luxury liner Titanic sank to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean on its maiden voyage. More than 1,500 people were killed. On this day in 1923, insulin became available for general use in treating diabetes. In 1947...
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? It went zoom across the left field wall. Yeah, boy.
Yes, on this day in 1947, Jackie Robinson of the Brooklyn Dodgers broke the baseball color line when the team started him at first base. I checked. Yeah, it was first base. Plays most of his career at second base, but he started at first base. And all the major league players are going to wear 15 today. In 1955, Ray Kroc opened the first McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois. Hamburgers cost 15 cents. Fries were 10 cents. And with the gas prices skyrocketing lately, I remember when gas was like a quarter in the 70s before the big oil embargo. All right. We have a, we've done today in history. I've given you my first thoughts. I'm going to talk Single Mom Saturday, and then we'll close with a morning devotion because I've kind of missed this from Bob Goff for April 15th. But, again, what we're trying to do is raise funds for 10 single moms that fund over the last 4 years. We've done this. This is year five. They start at Bloomer Tire Center, and they get oil changes for their vehicles. And then we whisk them away to Micon Cinema, and they enjoy a lot of treats and a really fun movie. I think the Super Mario Brothers movie, which is great timing. That just came out. Big hit. And then off to Crossroads Church, where we've got a food truck. There's all sorts of goodies and fun, bouncy house, great time for the kids, the families. There's bonus gifts. It's wonderful. I can tell you there's some just fantastic gifts to bestow upon them. And then the day ends, they go back to Bloomer Tire Center, and that's where the surprise fund that we're trying to grow as big as possible. Last year, it was $2,250 per mom because we raised $22,500. We'd love to do that or more this year. I think between Caleb and I, we're both dreaming of $25,000, but you got to get to $20,000 before you get there. You got to get to $15,000 before you get there. We're about $1,700 shy of $13,500. Why is that significant? Because that's a tripling of what we got from our generous sponsors. So again, we're looking for seven givers before seven. Seven before seven at wib.com. Would you join us, Single Mom Saturday? Yesterday, we had Penelope close the show with a gift of $250. Thanks. Then Heather and Karen and Heather have stepped up with $100 and $100 and $300 respectively. And so we're looking for seven givers before seven. We need $1,700 to get to the next goal of $13,500. If you can help, please go to wib.com. Again, wib.com. All right, well, Caleb, we had a goal of seven. Could we get seven supporters before seven for Single Mom Saturday? We got four. We got
four.
We got three female supporters and your dad. So that's what we
have. How about call it five as well? Because Pauline from Jim Falls just gave a gift of $50. So close.
Yeah, close. And so we're going to kind of reset here. The best I could tell, we were trying to get, we needed $1,700 as starting this morning to get to that tripling of our $4,500 from our 15 generous business sponsors. So $350. So do the math on that. We're kind of working our way toward it. So
yeah, trying to get closer and closer to that. Trying to, Lord willing, by midnight on Friday, get to $20,000 or more, Lord willing, more given. And you know what? Let's didn't quite get the seven before seven, but got close. But maybe we could get to this next goal and go beyond it. How about eight before eight? Could we have eight people give a gift of any amount? We're about $900 away from tripling the funds that were initially given by our businesses. And so again, that would be $13,500. Our goal is to get to $20,000 plus, Lord willing, by the end of the day on Friday. But within $1,000 of getting to that tripling mark, which would be huge. I've been thinking a little bit about what I want to give, what Lindsay and I want to give to this. And last year, I think I mentioned I gave a gift in honor of three people, in honor of my wife, Lindsay, who was a single mother before we were married. And that's a big, big part of why this all came to be, because this is something that is very near and dear to me. And hopefully you can understand that and sense that I gave an honor of my wife, Lindsay. And I also gave an honor of my little sister, Rachel, who's an incredible mom, a voluntary single mom through fostering children. She's fostered multiple children, but then has had the joy and privilege of being able to adopt as well, too. And so she is a single mother of three, and so grateful for my niece and nephews. And I gave last year in honor of my big brother, who not by his choice, but became a single dad. And the incredibly lonely and difficult road that he's walked as a single dad. And so in honor of those two single mothers and a single dad, that's what I gave last year. And this year, and I hope you're okay with that, I'd like to keep the amount between myself and the Lord and my wife, of course. But I want to give a gift in honor of my wife and my four children, Lily and Cooper and Nora and Teddy, because I got to thinking a little bit as I was talking with some of this year's moms, and you know, the situation, it could be separation or divorce, it could be abandonment, abuse. There's a lot of different things, but something that had kind of come to my mind this year is sometimes people are single parents because of being widowed as well too, and I started thinking, well, if something happened to me, then immediately my wife would be a single mother of four. And so what would it do to them, to their stress, to their finances, to all that, if something happened to me and Lindsay and the kids were suddenly on their own? And so I want to give in honor of my wife and my four children. So a gift, an amount, again, between the Lord and I, but an amount for each one of them this year. And that's what I'm going to give. I have that ready to go here. And so that's, I don't know if it's a challenge to you, but just to think about that, to think maybe with empathy as well, saying, well, what if my family was in that situation of being a single dad or a single mom, and how would I want other people to treat them and love them and value them? So I know I've gone long. I apologize. We'll get back to the music here with Everfound, but still looking for five more people. In the final 18 minutes here of the 7 o'clock hour, our goal is eight people responding with a gift of any amount at WWIB.com before 8 o'clock. Would you be one of the final five? Everfound, never beyond repair. A flurry of activity, Havel, before the top of the hour. I took a call from Cheryl, and I'm forgetting what city Cheryl was from, but she said, count me in for a gift for Single Mom Saturday. Thank you so much for that $50 pledge. And then Steve from Rib Lake. Shout out to Rib Lake. And Steve called in and left us a voicemail and said, hey, I'll give $40 for Single Mom Saturday. Thank you so much. We had Lori from Turtle Lake who called earlier, and then she said, as soon as I get to a stopping point because I'm driving, I'll give a gift. And so thank you so much to Lori. And she gave a gift in honor, she says, of my children, Ben and Elizabeth, she says, who were left with me as a single mom when their father was incarcerated. So thank you so much for those generous gifts. We mentioned Myra and Jeff and Caleb. And then this bomb of blessing dropped just before the top of the hour. Cece from Bruce, in honor of all single moms, she says, God bless you. She gave $1,000.
Wow.
Amazing.
Cece, thank you so much. Thank you for your generous heart giving sacrificially. We so appreciate it. And Caleb, I've added these numbers up, and we're at 14,260 is our rough estimate. So, boy, 15,000 is just looming on the horizon.
Yes. Could we get to 15,000 or even beyond? Our goal to get to 20,000 or, Lord willing, more by Friday at midnight. So, again, really within reach, Alvo. And remind me one more time, 700, how much before 9
o'clock?
Yeah,
that would be 740. But here's the deal. Yeah, we don't want to miss the celebration, right? With Cece, that bomb of blessing, we totally smashed that 13,500, so we have more than tripled.
Amazing.
Our generous business sponsors, 15 sponsors, $4,500. Thanks so much to all of them. You've been hearing them mentioned, each and every one. We're so grateful, and so grateful to each and every one of you. So let's keep it going in this 8 o'clock hour.
WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Again, within shouting distance now of $15,000 given in total between our sponsors and all of you, Lord willing, helping us climb all the way up to $20,000 and beyond. WWIB.com, maybe someone's going there right now to give us a boost. Be nothing to update you on in terms of our goal for Single Mom Saturday. Maybe Halvo has an update.
Yes, we do. Marjorie Spicer in Wauwatosa, listening to the live stream on WIB.com, says, she'll get a check in the mail for $50 for Single Mom Saturday.
Thank you so much, Margie. So even as I'm like, well, no one's responding for a moment.
Yep.
Hey, we're getting closer and closer to our goal of hitting $15,000 or more in total before 9 a.m. and, Lord willing, $20,000 or more by Friday at midnight. But, shout out to Tosa and shout out to your wonderful mother.
That would put us, actually, $600 would get us over the top. We need $590 to get to $15,000. Who can do it?
Alvo, we've been saying, as it's been a little quieter this hour, about $600 away from seeing, by our unofficial tally, if all pledged gifts come in, we keep giving that caveat, but our unofficial tally, about $600 away from seeing $15,000 raised for Single Mom Saturday for this vehicle repair fund, this tab created at Bloomer Tire Center to be divided evenly among this year's 10 single moms. And we have some news.
We do, because Lauren and Sheldon came through with a gift of $600, taking us over $15,000.
Amazing. Praise the Lord. Shout out, Sheldon. Love you guys, and thank you so much, Lauren. That's incredible. Incredible. Praise the Lord. So $1,500 for each single mom.
That's right.
And today's Wednesday. It's not quite 9 o'clock, Halvo. If this generosity keeps on going, that $20,000 mountain looks like it could be in sight. $5,000 plus given the rest of today, Thursday and Friday. Lord willing, I mean, again, we'd love to go beyond the $22,500 given last year. We want to make this as big as it possibly could be. But to see $15,000 raised here by Wednesday morning is amazing. And we thank you for your generosity.
Right, we keep going. Got to think about $16,000. Even $18,000 would be a quadrupling of our generous business sponsors, $4,500 to start us off.
How about Rosemary right now? Rosemary saying, yeah, we're not going to settle and let someone else handle the load of giving. I'm going to give as well to Rosemary with a gift of $100. Thank you so much, Rosemary from Conrath, and in memory of Mickey Johnson. Thank you so much for that wonderful in memoriam gift. Some people, again, have a gift in honor and memory of. Some are just giving and saying, I want to help. It's wonderful to see, and we can't thank you enough. WWIB.com, top of the page. And 6 minutes left, Halvo, before the top of the hour. A couple more tunes, and maybe we'll get on to even bigger and higher numbers here.
Hey, thanks so much to Rosemary. She's a generous, longtime WIB listener there in Conrath. Thanks so much to Rosemary, and as we mentioned earlier, that gift from Lauren and Sheldon. Thank you so much.
One more tune from Brandon Heath before the top of the hour, but thank you so much for a $200 gift from Deb from Chippewa Falls, Alvo.
I've known Deb for a lot of years. She is a great sister in the Lord. She's faced some incredible trials and challenges in her life, and so I know that is very heartfelt and sincere. Thank you, Deb. So much, again, appreciate our friendship and relationship over the years. And wow. Caleb, unofficially, it takes us to 15,310.